Sherlock Holmes and I read these notices over together at breakfast, and they appeared to afford him considerable amusement. I told you that whatever happened, Lestrade and Gregson would be sure to score. That depends on how it turns out. Oh, bless you, it doesn't matter in the least. If the man is caught, it will be on account of their exertions. If he escapes, it will be in spite of their exertions. It's heads I win and tails you lose. Whatever they do, they will have followers. Un sot trouve toujours un plus sot qui l'admire. What on earth is this? I cried. For at this moment there came the pattering of many steps in the hall and on the stairs, accompanied by audible expressions of disgust upon the part of our landlady. "It's the Baker Street division of the detective police force," said my companion gravely. And as he spoke, there rushed into the room half a dozen of the dirtiest and most ragged street Arabs that ever I clapped eyes on. "Attention!" cried Holmes in a sharp tone, and the six dirty scoundrels stood in a line like so many disreputable statuettes. "In future you shall send up Wiggins alone to report, and the rest of you must wait in the street. Have you found it, Wiggins?"
"Aye, sir, we ain't,"
said one of the youths. "I hardly expected you would. You must keep on until you do. Here are your wages." He handed each of them a shilling. "Now off you go, and come back with a better report next time." He waved his hand, and they scampered away downstairs like so many rats, and we heard their shrill voices next moment in the street. "There's more work to be got out of one of those little beggars than out of a dozen of the force," Holmes remarked. "The mere sight of an official-looking person seals men's lips. These youngsters, however, go everywhere, and hear everything. They are as sharp as needles, too. All they want is organization."
"Is it on this Brixton case that you are employing?" I asked.
"Yes. There is a point which I wish to ascertain. It is merely a matter of time." "Hello! We are going to hear some news now with a vengeance. Here is Gregson coming down the road with beatitude written upon every feature of his face. Bound for us, I know. Yes, he is stopping. There he is." There was a violent peal at the bell, and in a few seconds the fair-haired detective came up the stairs, three steps at a time, and burst into our sitting room.